Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Mike Brown. U.S. news outlets say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Democratic Representative Marcia Fudge to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Fudge is the second African-American to be named to Biden's cabinet following Biden's decision Monday to name retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Defense Secretary. The incoming president has been under growing pressure by minority advocacy groups to fulfill his campaign promise to diversify his cabinet with a wide range of blacks, Latinos, and Asians. Biden will also nominate Tom Vilsack to lead the Agriculture Department, a job he held for 8 years under former President Barack Obama, for whom Biden served as vice president. President Trump and President-elect Biden held separate events focusing on COVID-19 and the pandemic on Tuesday. President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It's unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden also calling for people to wear a mask in public for the first 100 days he's in office. The president-elect is pledging to bring the coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open most of the nation's schools during his first 100 days in office. The president-elect Biden statement on Tuesday said that the promise is to make it promises that dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to protect students and teachers and staff. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.